Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show is designed to shine a spotlight on local business as a driving force in our lives. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Sitting in with Matt Vallett, who's co-owner of HW Brick & Sons. Matt, thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Let people know, where is it that you guys are?
We're up in Niagara Falls, family-owned business. We service Erie County, well, Northern Erie County, Niagara County. We have customers all over the place.
And for people not familiar with your service, what is it that you do?
Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, full-service plumbing company, full-service heating and air conditioning, everything. Boilers, steam, a lot of steam work.
So not that there's not a time of year when you're working. This right. is really the time of year when people are giving you a call, right?
Yep.
Especially for the AC
exactly.
part of things.
Yeah. Our AC season started Memorial Day. So.
Yeah. And does this pan out to be the busiest time for you when it gets to be summer-like?
Yeah. Usually it's the April because of the tax season. Everybody's getting their taxes back. It's April to June is really busy. But it just got a late start, so it's going into July, which is good. So.
Now, how many people do you have working for HW Brick?
32 people.
32. Now, yeah. A typical crew is what? And it varies depending on the size of the
job?
Yeah,
because we have service. We have our plumbing and heating is two separate divisions. And then in those divisions, we have two separate divisions. So you have service plumbers and install plumbers, service HVAC technicians, and then install technicians. So this install is probably like 2 to 3 man crew. Service technicians are single man, but we have a full-time mechanic that works on our trucks and warehouse guys, warehouse staff, everything. So.
Yeah, and again, for those who don't know, the difference between the service types and the other, basically you're going in and doing specific
yep.
tasks?
The service guys are when you call for no heat or plug sink, or that's the service plumbers goes in with the machine and just fixes it right in and there, in and out, an hour, hour and a half. The install guys are the ones when you have to repipe your whole house or change your furnace, change your air conditioning. Those are the guys that are usually there for more than half a day or a day.
And how long has the business been around? I forgot to ask that.
1987, so 31 years. Going on 31. I've been there for 26 years myself. So.
And when it gets to be winter time, is that when you'd normally see things change over and you're working on other aspects?
Yeah, because we have a full-service plumbing side. That's busy year-round. It's hard to find the... plumbers actually we're always looking for plumbers always looking for employees so we're always busy, always 2 or 3 weeks behind. But
and certainly the duct cleaning would be part of what you guys do.
We used to actually we recommend actually one of your indoor air professionals, one of your they do a lot of advertising here. They do it faster, cleaner, better. They're cheaper, but that's all they do, so they're professionals at it. So
what about special technologies of modern plumbing and HVAC contracting, the things that are different these days than they used to be?
Used to be, everybody's familiar with galvanized piping in some of the old houses. Then it went to copper. Some of the houses went to CPVC, which is a plastic water lines. Now everything is PEX. It's fast. You can get them in 300-foot rolls. And so it makes the job, labor go quicker, so you can get in and out, and it doesn't cost the customers a lot of money. The material is a lot cheaper than copper. Copper is crazy expensive now. There's still places that require copper, but for the plumbing side, makes the jobs go a lot quicker. It used to be cast iron and galvanized. Everything was hard and metal, and that's when plumbers were plumbers. As far as like heating and air conditioning, same thing. Boiler technology is increasing. It's exponentially. You almost have to be a computer guy to be able to work on some of these boilers, or even furnaces, air conditioners. They're all coming with computer boards, and so it's really not just the. I guess you want to say it's. People think that becoming a plumber or heating guy was, I don't want to say, low on the totem pole, but it's not a technically challenging service or field, but it is now more and more it's now, because tankless water heaters are getting complicated. all the equipment's getting more like a car, and there's a lot more there that you need to know. Excuse me.
Right, like a lot more computerized parts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, a lot more training. You know, I send guys to training, total of about a month and a half a year. You know, so there's a lot of things that you have to know because you could really hurt somebody if you don't know what you know.
Right.
What you're doing.
Yeah, you were talking about materials, and I know copper has been, as you mentioned, very pricey.
Yep.
And it remains so. Is there a major difference, say, from the plumbing aspect, if you're using copper or the PVC? Taste difference or quality difference?
Nope. In fact, the PVC is probably cleaner. A lot of times with the soldering, when you do copper, you're soldering it together. You get the flux from the solder. That kind of lingers for a while unless you really flush it out. So that's the PVC is all mechanical. There's no torches anymore. There's no soldering. It's a mechanical crimp joint that you can pipe a house in a day versus 2-3 days used to be.
So cheaper and quicker then, as it turns out.
Yep. Our labor rates go up because of insurances and your health insurance, your benefits from your guys, it used to be you could get away with $32 an hour or something. Now you're up into $80 or $90 an hour because of all the workers' comp and that all the insurances that the hidden fees that people don't see they don't know about.
Right.
So.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, it may be sort of left field, but mindful of the fact that aluminum gets worked with a lot in your line of business, with the trade war stuff going back and forth between here and Canada, impact on the pricing for that? Are you not seeing that yet?
We just got notice from all of mostly in the air conditioning business, because the air conditioners are made of aluminum and copper, the two most expensive metals. There will be an increase between 6 to 10% coming up for the fall, but... So they already warned us. They haven't implemented it yet because they don't know when it's going to drop.
Yeah, so that's relatively significant, that high of a difference already.
Yeah, I mean, your average air conditioning condenser might be between $1,000 and $1,500 just for the unit. And the AC coil, you're $2,000 for material on average. So that's another $200. You know, that's got to get passed on to consumer somehow. You know,
right. So. Talking with Matt Vallant, who's co-owner of HW Brick & Sons up in Niagara Falls. They also service northern Erie County, as we heard earlier today. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. What about the future for the trades? Is that still looking positive? Are you actually physically looking for people to work for you?
Yeah, we have signs on our trucks, always hiring. I fear for the trades all over, even construction. We hear a lot of grumbling. It's just you don't have the pool to pull from. When I first started coming in here, BOCES was very big, and you could actually take 5 years of classes at night and relevant to your field. Now it's very difficult to find a training class that is relevant to what we're doing. So now you're spending a lot of time training guys in the field, which takes a lot more time, which then in turn takes a lot of money, because a job that takes 2 hours is now taking 3 hours because you're taking extra time, which is worth it. It's just getting the right person with the mindset that can communicate with customers and have a mechanical mind. It's really that's the hardest part, is finding that combination. They're out there.
And it doesn't, as you just said, it doesn't affect the quality of the work that you do.
Right.
It just takes it longer
to
accomplish.
Longer.
Yeah. Right.
We've been training guys for years and. We have three generations. My son works in the business. My nephew works in the business. And just by working side by side with my brother-in-law and I, that's how they learned it. And it's not an overnight thing. Some people think, I know how to do that. It takes years to know that stuff. So.
And the techniques and methods are still pretty much the same, although you did talk a little bit earlier about some of the differences.
Yeah, techniques are, depending on what aspect of the business, we want to say shortcuts, but we've found quicker ways to do things that are just as effective, save the company money, save the customers money. There's some things that are just tried and true that you have to do, and they just take X amount of time. We do a lot of excavations, sewer dig-ups, water lines, and stuff like that for houses. That is what it is. It takes X amount of time to dig dirt, and that you can't change. But, it's installations, even service-wise, there's tools that help us do things quicker. Those tools cost money, but, that's nature of the beast, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, specialized equipment, that's among the things that you have to have.
Yeah, and we're always buying specialized equipment. So We don't, like I said, we don't do soldering and torches anymore. We're a little bit for air conditioning, for brazing, connecting all the equipment up. But a lot of the water lines and everything are, it's a ProPress fitting, which is copper. But it's just a machine that, it's a big gun that you can probably repipe a whole house in a fraction of the time. The fittings are a lot more money, and each gun costs you $2,000. But it saves you a lot of time, a lot of labor. It probably cuts your labor by a fifth. So
now back to the name, H.W. Brick & Sons, obviously family-owned and operated business.
Yeah, Henry Walter Brick, he's still working today. He's probably digging in a ditch right now. He's 72, started the business with his sons back in 87. Started out, when I came into the business, we had five people. My wife works there. She's in the office. My mother-in-law, I said there's two. My son works there, my nephew, my brother, two brother-in-laws. So we all have our own aspects of the business. That we take care of, so everybody has their own thing that they have to do.
I was going to say, nice. That's the way you keep out of each other's way,
yes,
and everybody gets along, that you all have the defined roles.
Yes, and my wife works in a different building, so that's good.
And 30 years says something, too, because obviously you guys got some staying power and room to grow and expand.
Yep.
And is that what you anticipate?
We're always looking to expand, either by just our trucks are our biggest advertisement. So the more we get down to, we've been getting in Amherst and Buffalo now in this way more. And it's, I see your truck in my neighborhood. I see your truck here. You're at my neighbor's house. Can you have your guy come over and take a look at this? So we're always looking to get down in here, get down in different areas. And either by buying businesses or it's expanding with another satellite down here. I was just talking earlier about that. We'd like to buy a place down here that I can pull from the working pool down here, down in this area, because it's a much larger pool of workers down here.
So two things. If somebody's interested in working for you, or if somebody needs your services, what would be the best way to do? Give a call?
Yeah, our phone number is 297-2901, or our website at www.hwbrickandsons.com, A-N-D spelled out. And there are applications. You can apply online. You can make an appointment online. And we usually get to you within 24 hours. So,
sure. And one more time on that phone number. Some people may not have picked up the.
It's 716 is the area code. 297-2901.
Easy enough. It doesn't get any easier to remember a number like that. That's for sure. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Matt.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
That's Matt Vallant, co-owner, H.W. Brick & Sons. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930, WBEN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.